This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that with basically as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he's been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. And the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. One exceptional community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about you as a community of one. How many people do you know and how many people know you? Think about it. That's an ever-expanding universe. And that's what we want to get to. It's one person at a time, one community at a time, that will stop the totalitarians. And right now, President Donald J. Trump is doing just that by rejecting the Paris Climate Accord. Big step, big thing to destroy the left and their totalitarian desires. A couple of things have happened. Things haven't quite worked out for them like they thought it was going to work out. Just God played a big hand. In the third hour, we're going to be talking about that. Chris Street is going to be with us Thursday. By the way, we're changing our plans around a little bit. Chris Street is going to be with us Thursday in the second hour. But we've got plenty of news, things going on to last us six straight. We could go 24/7. You know, and people have been saying, Paul, when are you going to start broadcasting 24/7? Well, we have the technical ability to do that. And, I'm thinking about it. I'm rolling around in my head. But I'm not going to be able to do 24/7. Come on. Radio is hard work, or TV is hard work. The video stuff and going out and producing it and all that stuff, it's really, to do it right, and now that we have a lot of the tools and technology to do it right, it's kind of fun. But it's a lot of work. It is a lot of work and expense and everything else. So, by the way, as I said in our last show, last hour, we're getting hit just like it. So, because I was asked a question yesterday, I said, by one of our listeners asking, how badly are they hitting you in terms of advertising dollars? Yeah, because we support ourselves through a number of different revenue streams, and the left manages, unfortunately, or at least has touch with a lot of these revenue streams. This is something that goes across the border with conservative talk radio and other, like Hannity as an example. The question was coming up about Hannity, and they're trying to take Hannity out by going after their sponsors. Media Matters is all doing this. And I said, well, it's hurting us. The last couple of months, it's been pretty devastating, actually, from traditional sources of revenue have just dried up, basically. And you're kind of like, well, that's the reason for it. Because the left is doing everything they possibly can to shut us down. Well, it's not going to work. We're like the, we're just going to keep increasing our scope. That's, when you do things to us, we just get bigger. That's just, it's a growth thing. And, we just, it really ticks them off. They really don't understand why that sort of thing happens. Anyway, a couple of things happening that we're going to be covering. We're definitely going to be all over the Seth Rich story. It's kind of interesting. Seth Rich has really the keys to the kingdom. He and Anthony Weiner, they're two, of course. And for the most part, Anthony Weiner's a dead man. In the sense that he's very vacuous, of course, his sexual proclivities and child molesting pedophilia business has led to his ultimate demise. But these people have an evil way of cropping back up. Just trust me, he'll probably rise again in some other venue with these sickos. But Seth Rich died for his country. Seth Rich was a very, very patriotic individual, and he was all loyal and believed in the system. Basically, and if you don't know who Seth Rich was, little primer on Seth Rich. Seth Rich was a longtime staffer, a data analyst, if you will, for the DNC, the Democratic National Committee. And he had tons of data and supporting information and all that. So he knew where the skeletons lie, if you will, especially when it came to voter rolls. That was sort of his thing and with the DNC. Well, lo and behold, the California primary occurred, and he was a major, ardent supporter of Bernie Sanders. And, you see, I understand the appeal of a Bernie Sanders from the youngers, the millennial situation, because Bernie Sanders was an honest socialist. He is an honest socialist. He's just a socialist. That's where the evil is, of course, but he's honest about it. And for the most part, he's honest about everything else, too. Except he was not real honest about Hillary Clinton and all this. He was being bought off, and this is what we're finding out. So that kind of dishonesty, but he sells himself pretty much as an honest socialist. And I can respect that a little bit, very little, because of his socialist leanings, of course. And then, the thing about Bernie Sanders, when you break down the socialist aspect of him, he completely falls apart. But to a young individual growing up, he wants to believe in the democratic ideals and fairness and all the other stuff that they pontificate about, which are not true. You have to kind of go through it, to understand it. And Seth Rich was a major supporter of Bernie Sanders. So when it turned out that Hillary Rodham Clinton won the California primary in June 7th, he became very disenfranchised and upset. And he knew there was a fraud there. Now, that spins into so many other things. Katie Grimes, Liberty Tour, all the things that we've been doing here on this radio show to promote certain things. And Katie Grimes has the keys to the kingdom on the California situation with voter fraud, as you know. She's been on the show several times, and we featured her at the Liberty Tour. We still have the video that we have not released yet of her presentation at the Liberty Tour. And that's, just to let you know, it's deliberate. We have not released it because of investigations, and we want the investigations to go forward with the proctologist in town in Sacramento. We just think that's a good thing. Now, the thing is that voter fraud was rampant, and Seth Rich knew it. And he knew Bernie got screwed. So what did he do? He became disenfranchised with the Clintons. Of course, the Clinton machine took him out. That's really what happened. Because, you see, Seth Rich was giving his information over to WikiLeaks. And they were drip, drip, drip WikiLeaks about, you know, this is the Russian thing. It really is Seth Rich and Scott Bennett, I'll blame Scott, and even myself. We're the so-called Russians, I guess you can say. I mean, I'll take credit for that. We are the ones that, and mostly Scott Bennett, his credit, we just provided the mechanism for Scott to go out and talk about how Hillary Rodham Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama financed ISIS and created ISIS. Now, you can not follow that and be a disbeliever in Scott Bennett's book and the fact that he served 2 years in a federal prison for nothing because they wanted to shut him up rather than to kill him. And you know, this is the kind of life that he was leading because he was an analyst and he was tracking terror financing. That was his job, and he tracked it down. Now, you can not believe any of the things I'm saying about that, but by policy alone, Obama facilitated ISIS, as you know that, because he withdrew so early from Iraq. Remember that? Either way, he owns it, and so does Hillary Rodham Clinton. So both those people owning it, Seth Rich knew that, and Seth Rich saw the corruption, and he started to expose it, and it cost him his life. When we come back, Debbie Wasserman Schultz's brother, Assistant U.S. Attorney in Washington, D.C. Do you think he told people to stand down and not investigate Rich? We think so.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Sign the petition. Northern California residents are calling upon local, state, and federal representatives to begin now making the necessary regional infrastructure improvements to facilitate the timely evacuation of our communities before the next natural disaster. The Oroville Dam crisis is the third natural disaster in recent decades that necessitated large-scale evacuations in our region. Evacuees were trapped by traffic bottlenecks, narrow stretches of Highway 65, flooded back roads, and the absence of posted evacuation routes. Each of these infrastructure failures can and should be fixed before the inevitable next evacuation is necessary. Please sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition, and you can do so by going to www.evacuationroads.com. That's www.evacuationroads.com. Sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition. Sign the petition.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151.
Let's talk a little bit about why the media blackout and the silence.
Heathen doing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Cool,
Washington on the Seth Rich case should scare the hell out of you. You have a DNC staffer shot dead in the streets of Washington. Not only that, you have a mountain of evidence suggesting that he is the WikiLeaks source, which means, by the way, because they're not idiots in Washington, that means people in Washington know he was the source. And I'm talking about Democrats and Republicans. Seth Rich is the card that would bring the entire house down. I'm talking the DNC. I'm talking the media. This destroys the credibility of anyone and everyone that's been pushing this Russia story. And if Republicans know that they have this card that can totally bring down the opposition, and I mean in a permanent way, and if they are not using that card, either the RNC has a vested interest in not taking down their opposition, and I'm talking about every senator and every congressman, because all it would take is one putting a little pressure on the local police department or one guy at the FBI with a little bit of weight stepping in and say, hey, we have reason to believe this DNC staffer was the WikiLeaks source. We're going to take over this investigation. It just takes one. It just takes one. And the fact that not even one person involved in this fiasco has stepped forward and tried to do the right thing should scare the hell out of you. The one person...
Kind of give you a drift of what's going on there. It's pretty important what Seth Rich had, of course. And everybody's afraid on the Republicans and the Democratic side. And you see, the keys of the kingdom are there. And you do know that I'm sure the Trump people already have the information about Seth Rich. And I hope that kind of that little YouTube there kind of put it in perspective for you. That this is something that is really, I think, so important to understanding what is really truly going on in Washington, D.C., in the streets of Washington. And again, everybody knew that Seth Rich knew. And what he knew, of course, has been something that has been really, really monumental, I guess you can say. And this was posted by Free Julia, the YouTube that we picked up from. And there's other people out there that are in the genre that are picking up on all this stuff too. And one of the ones that we have here quite a bit, you'll recognize this young lady when we get the air going on in here. Listen up.
Hi, everyone. Lisa Haven here, and I've got bombshell news to share with you, and one in which you're going to want to hear. Now, this is specifically in regards to a WikiLeaks email that ties the Podesta brothers directly to Seth Rich. Huge. I know.
Bingo. The Podesta brothers. Remember the Podesta boys? This gets into the pedophile ring, guys. Now, and this isn't even confirming information and evidence coming from Anthony Weiner. This is coming from Seth Rich by way of Podesta, by WikiLeaks.
Now, this information was originally discovered by HiddenAmericans.com, so I don't want to take that credit because they completely delve through it, and I'm going to leave a link below. I encourage everyone to click it because I'm not going to share all the information that they shared on that particular website, but I'm going to share some. Let's start first with the actual website itself. It's HiddenAmericans.com, and the report was put out May 24th, 2017 by Richard Saunders, and it's titled, Breaking WikiLeaks Emails Ties the Podesta Brother to the Doctor Who Oversaw Seth Rich Before He Died. Now, for starters, what I'm going to throw up on the screen now is basically the public incident report that was filed with Seth Rich on July 10th, the day of his death. But on this particular report, the first thing that you need to know is that he did not die on scene. But as you can see, he was conscious and breathing when he arrived at the hospital that day. Now, many people believe that the hospital that he went to was, there was only really one option of a hospital, but it was the MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Now, here's where it gets a little bit tricky, and you're gonna wanna pay real close attention. But the lead director of Gold Star Surgery Med Team there at the hospital, his name is Jack Sava, as you can see on the screen here. He is was the lead director at the hospital there that Seth Rich was believed to be at. Now, here's where it gets hairy. According to Hidden Americans, they found this. Let's give credit where credit's due, and I'm not going to share everything he found. But if you go on over to the WikiLeaks files, as you can see here, what you're going to notice is when you scroll down, first you see the WikiLeaks email, and it says who it's from and who it's to, and you can see John Podesta included in that. But it says, guests at the retreat will have a briefing in the morning or later tonight. Now, again, this was put out February 7th, 2016, before the murder took place. And what's contained in this particular email? Well, his guest list. Now, if you scroll down through this guest list, you're going to notice a young woman by the name Lisa Cantorpez, and I might be butchering that, but you can see the guest that she brings with her is Jack Sava, the lead director of that hospital. Both now, we have Jack Sava, and he's with Lisa Cantorpez, and again, Lisa K, I'm just going to call her Lisa K, but they're linked together in that email. Scroll a little bit further and you can see Heather Podesta and Tony Podesta also on that guest list. Now, here's where it even gets more crazy, is this Lisa gal, well, she's a lobbyist for the Clintons. Now, I'm going to throw up a few things on the screen here so you can see some of her lobbying activity there. And also, you can see on thehill.com, Lisa Kay, former policy advisor to the chairman of Energy and Commerce Committee, with Sean Whiteman, a former chief of staff, are working on this account hired by Uranium One. And you can.
Bingo. Hired by Uranium One. This is many bingos. Lisa Haven, wonderful girl. Talked to her before. She's wonderful. She does her own YouTubing out there and has a fabulous following. I wonder why. Because she pulls these kind of facts out. You know, this, by the way. We are so deep into the alternative media, right? This is Newsstream. It's not Fox News we're pulling out here. This is the kind of stuff we do. So Lisa Havens has pulled out this one that links the Podesta. Tony Podesta is the brother to John Podesta. They're the ones that have been implicated in pedophile rings around the world, I might add. Just to mention a few things about them. John Podesta, yeah, the one that advises Hillary Rodham Clinton. See, we covered this months ago. We're just sort of letting it resurface now because it's coming out in other ways. And this is what will happen as we grind down and grind down and grind down on the stuff that's in Anthony Weiner's laptop and also with now Seth Rich. Now, the doctor that they're talking about there, this Sava, it doesn't get any clearer than that. He's the doctor who saw Seth Rich, who was still alive when he brought him in, conscious, talking, and so on. Now, it's been interesting, some of the people trying to downplay Seth Rich being shot and everything, and he was still conscious, and then he died suddenly in the hospital. I don't think we need to downplay it when we start to look at the cast of characters. This Sava doctor, who's directly linked to the Podestas and Hillary Rodham Clinton. He's the doctor taking care of him as he's lying there dying. You have to question the care that he got. I know, just tinfoil hat thinking. Stay with us. More tinfoil hat thinking in the next segment and every other segment at Agenda 21 Radio.
Doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Sign the petition. Northern California residents are calling upon local, state, and federal representatives to begin now making the necessary regional infrastructure improvements to facilitate the timely evacuation of our communities before the next natural disaster. The Oroville Dam crisis is the third natural disaster in recent decades that necessitated large-scale evacuations in our region. Evacuees were trapped by traffic bottlenecks, narrow stretches of Highway 65, flooded back roads, and the absence of posted evacuation routes. Each of these infrastructure failures can and should be fixed before the inevitable next evacuation is necessary. Please sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition, and you can do so by going to www.evacuationroads.com. That's www.evacuationroads.com. Sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition. Sign the petition.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Perusing our YouTube here because I wanted to bring you this this story. Hang on a second. Because it fits to the next thing that we're talking about. Speak in the microphone, Paul. Come on. I'm sorry about that. But I want to bring you this next segment, and I'm trying to cue it up here myself. Don't have the Wiki Man here. We need the Wiki Man. Anyway, because I'm putting this into context for you. I think it's the right segment. If I'm wrong, I'll pull out and explain later.
Welcome back to Hannity Show. More on the story of murdered Democratic National Committee staffer Seth Rich, who was gunned down last July in Washington, D.C. D.C. police are officially in charge of this case, but former D.C. homicide detective Rod Wheeler, who was hired by a third party to investigate the murder on behalf of the family, says Mr. Rich was communicating with WikiLeaks before he was killed. Now, Seth's family has been pushing back today, releasing a statement that reads in part, quote, "We are a family who's committed to facts, not fake evidence that surfaces every few months to fill the void and distract law enforcement and the general public from finding." Now, Seth's murderers. Now, the services of the private investigator who spoke to the press was ordered to the Rich family and paid for by a third party and contractually was barred from speaking to the press or anyone outside of law enforcement or the family unless explicitly authorized by the family. Fox News has retained a copy of the contract signed by the Rich family retaining the services of Rod. He joins us now with the very latest. All right. I don't want to spend a lot of time on the technicality of who hired you. I've known you a long time, Rod. You're a man of honor and integrity. Right. So tell us who hired you.
Well, actually, I was hired by the family, Joel and Mary Rich. They signed the contract. Now, the financial benefit, if there were any financial benefit, and by the way, there wasn't much, that was actually paid for by a third party that I have had very little communication with at all, Sean.
Yeah. All right. Let's go through this case. The timeline is fascinating here. As I played in the last segment, Julian Assange, I asked him repeatedly on radio and television if Russia was involved. Absolutely not. Now, believe him or not, he's a guy that WikiLeaks has an 11-year history of never being proven wrong. And all these leaks, by the way, ended up being, a lot of them ended up being published in places like the New York Times. So I guess my question is, when you look at the timeline of this, and 12 days after he was killed, it shows up on WikiLeaks, what did you discover in terms of the contacts with WikiLeaks?
Right. Well, that's an excellent question. And let me clear that up right now, exactly what it was that I found. Now, I have never seen the emails myself directly. I haven't even seen the computer that Seth Rich used. Here's the problem with all of this. I don't even know where the computer is. I checked with the police department. They said they don't know where the computer is. And the FBI, they say they don't have the computer. Now, where did this information come from in terms of knowing or believing, I should say, that Seth Rich could have been in communications with WikiLeaks? There was a federal investigator that was involved on the inside of the case, a person that's very credible. And I'll tell you, let me just say this, Sean. I don't like to suggest things without saying the person's name. But I can't say the person's name because that person would be thrown under the bus. And I can't do that. But this person, we checked him out. We have to check him out. Very credible. He said he laid eyes on the computer and he laid eyes on the case file. And he came across very credible. When you look at that with the totality of everything else that I found in this case, it's very consistent for a person with my experience to begin to think, well, perhaps there were some email communications between Seth and WikiLeaks. Every time I talk with the police department, though, Sean, every time I talk to the police department about the WikiLeaks or the emails, it's automatically shut down. That discussion is automatically shut down.
And this is the point in this article that I'm trying to bring out. Every time he talks, this is Rod Wheeler, every time he talks to the D.C. police, he gets shut out. Now, that was a week and a half ago, maybe 7 days ago, maybe 8 days ago. That's what I'm thinking. I can't look at the counter right now. But this probably, I think, explains it on Agenda 21 Radio. And I got this little by-the-by from one of my listeners, and I want to thank my listeners for this. A post that went up last night that was sent to Agenda 21 Radio, and it's on our website, Agenda 21 Radio. Interesting. Seth Rich update. Stephen Wasserman, brother of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, is the assistant U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C. I add a little sarcasm. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? In a tweet, the evidence is there. Debbie Wasserman's brother is the assistant U.S. attorney in D.C. where Seth Rich was murdered and investigators were told to stand down. You see why Rod Wheeler's comments there to Hannity 7-8 days ago was important? Do you get the drift? Who's telling him to stand down? Debbie Wasserman Schultz's brother. Don't look into Seth Rich. Don't look into the murder of Seth Rich. And what about this Dr. Sava, who is going to be at a meeting and get an update from Podesta the next day following the shooting and the murder of Seth Rich? The doctor. Gee, I wonder what he was going to report. And I wonder if Stephen Wasserman or an affiliate is on that list. Now, that's something that we're investigating. Was he on that list and were, or some associates there? Was Debbie Wasserman Schultz there? It would seem likely that she was. And she could report back to Stephen. But one thing is really, really, really sure, we're sure of it. This really reeks. Now, this is from Stephen Wasserman's Twitter. Stephen Wasserman, at FedPros. Prosecutor, 20 years, and serves on the board of directors of the National Association of Assistant U.S. Attorneys. Steve Wasserman, this is one of his tweets, facts on combating drug trafficking matter. Another reason to regret the firing of Jim Comey, champion of law and order. That was done on 5/13. Or was it, Mr. Wasserman, you lost your cover that you might be upset about with Jim Comey? We can't make it up. And we're not even going to try. I mean, they've got to have all their bases covered. This is how precise this evil is. They have the doctor covered when Seth Rich is rolled in dying. And he dies. They've got that covered. The surgeon there, good friends of guess who? The Clintons. And we've got Wasserman, Stephen Wasserman, the U.S. District Attorney, who says, don't investigate that. Stand down. And, of course, you just heard Rod Wheeler. This was days ago. This information just came out 2 days ago about the Sava business. See, Rod Wheeler just probably found this out, what we're talking about here. This is how deep this goes, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting closer. We're getting closer. And Lisa Haven, it's the alternative media reporting it to you and Sean Hannity, the only pillar left at Fox News, I might add, who wants to report the truth and get it out there. Now maybe Rod Wheeler will have some things to put into perspective when he reads these WikiLeaks, when he reads this information, or hears about it on Agenda 21 Radio or like-minded shows. We're getting closer, ladies and gentlemen. And the screaming is just beginning from their side. But hang tight. The truth is on our side. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Sign the petition. Northern California residents are calling upon local, state, and federal representatives to begin now making the necessary regional infrastructure improvements to facilitate the timely evacuation of our communities before the next natural disaster. The Oroville Dam crisis is the third natural disaster in recent decades that necessitated large-scale evacuations in our region. Evacuees were trapped by traffic bottlenecks, narrow stretches of Highway 65, flooded back back roads and the absence of posted evacuation routes. Each of these infrastructure failures can and should be fixed before the inevitable next evacuation is necessary. Please sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition, and you can do so by going to www.evacuationroads.com. That's www.evacuationroads.com. Sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition. Sign the petition. And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, next hour, phone calls and emails coming in. You can do either on the system that we have. You can give me an email or a note or whatever. We'll talk about it. But the call-in line is 215-867-8255, 215-867-8255. And that's 215-TOP-TALK is the thing for it. And also visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com. And paul@a21r.com is my email address, but you can, like I said, if you dial into the number, you can actually, if you're Skyping or whatever, you can type into it also. So you can give us a little bit of information that you might want to discuss, if you want to discuss in good information. So this Seth Rich thing is just not going away for the administration, the former administration, President Barack Hussein Obama. It's just not working out for them like they thought it was going to work out. And that's a good thing because it's just going to get, it's going to go downhill from there. Now, I've got some clips here I want to play. This is Jerome Corsi. And we may get back into this in the second hour, too, because we're going to parse it out a little bit here. But Jerome Corsi, and what Jerome is doing is he's talking to Roger Stone on the Alex Jones Show. And I think it's important that we feature this, so that you get a, some sort of an understanding of what's going on with Seth Rich. And it's a little bit long, but I'll be interrupting at times.
Parliament. And now joining us, Dr. Jerome Corsi. Now, Dr. Corsi has written a blockbuster series, which I am just now getting into, but you can find at the InfoWars website, on the entire question of Seth Rich and why he was murdered. See, the great thing about Dr. Corsi is he uses the investigative techniques that the intelligence agencies use. He starts with the product and then works back to examine the motives. He has really zeroed in on what was stolen, when it was stolen, when it was published, and uses a process of elimination to prove that only Seth Rich could have been responsible for the breach at the DNC, which revealed that Deborah Wasserman Schultz and Hillary Clinton's campaign colluded to steal the nomination from Bernie Sanders, and that the two hackers, Guccifer 1 and 2, do play central roles. Dr. Corsi.
Okay. Get my drift right now about Deborah Wasserman Schultz's brother. You get the drift here. You get the picture. It was Deborah Wasserman Schultz and the Clintons who colluded together to steal the election from Bernie Sanders in California primarily. Because that was really the death knell for Bernie Sanders. Now, I hope I'm talking to all you Bernie Sanders supporters so you get what happened here to you guys, especially here in California, because, listen, these guys were rabid supporters of Bernie Sanders, which I, listen, this is America, and when democracy is speaking loud and clear, right or wrong, there's fallout there. And this is exactly what was happening here in California. Now, nobody else in the nation is talking about this but us on Agenda 21 Radio, because we saw it, we felt it. Heck, I went out and made a prediction Bernie Sanders was going to slam her. And I still say he did, except corruption in the California electoral system. Hello, and guess who knew about it? Seth Rich knew about the collusion of Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Hillary Clinton to steal the election from Bernie Sanders.
Welcome to InfoWars.
Thanks, Roger. It's great to be with you, and I appreciate the introduction. The key to what these three articles do is really very analytical. It takes apart, in a way you'll never see the mainstream media do, the details of how the Democrats operated their emails and their computer systems, including voting systems, and that it details each hack or leak and traces in an intelligence, counterintelligence way how it had to happen. So these are articles which are going to be very, very detailed, and I think once you've read them, you're going to get the background of understanding how the Seth Rich murder, why it occurred and what was involved in Seth Rich's decision to steal the emails that he stole and give them to WikiLeaks.
Dr. Corsi, what do you make of the what appears to be a mainstream media effort directed by the Democrats to cut off all discussion of this matter as if it's verboten? You can't talk about whether Seth Rich was murdered. You can't talk about who may have done it. You're supposed to respect the privacy of the family. Now, I think while the privacy of the family is important, the truth is more important.
Well, the truth is the only really critical thing in the pursuit of the politics of the story. I mean, the family, we all respect the family, and the family, unfortunately, is going to have to deal with the public nature of this murder and the solving of the murder. But when you get down to the Democratic operatives, I think there's two reasons, Roger, that they Democrats are just terribly afraid of this of the Seth Rich story. One, it's going to expose that the core corruption was the Democrats themselves. And I'm not convinced that the Russians hacked anybody as a result of doing this examination. What I am convinced of is that the Democrats ran an extremely lax security system with all of their networks, including their voting data, and it was relatively easy to hack them. Secondly, once the entire this narrative of the Russian collusion collapses, what you're going to find at the core of it is, again, more crimes committed by Hillary Clinton, more crimes committed by the Democratic Party, lies, and essentially a cover-up story that was concocted to explain why Hillary lost. In other words, the Russians stole it from them.
Well, that's exactly what is going to be found out and a bit finding out. And by the way, who has been telling you for months now that there was no there? It's a made-up story. And the leaks coming out of the DNC were legend because no one took the precautions of having, like, the DEF system that Donald Trump had on his campaign. The DEF system for the cell phones, get it?
Send out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Sign the petition. Northern California residents are calling upon local, state, and federal representatives to begin now making the necessary regional infrastructure improvements to facilitate the timely evacuation of our communities before the next natural disaster. The Oroville Dam crisis is the third natural disaster in recent decades that necessitated large-scale evacuations in our region. Evacuees were trapped by traffic bottlenecks, narrow stretches of Highway 65, flooded back roads, and the absence of posted evacuation routes. Each of these infrastructure failures can and should be fixed before the inevitable next evacuation is necessary. Please sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition, and you can do so by going to www.evacuationroads.com. That's www.evacuationroads.com. Sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition. Sign the petition.
One.
And my rock, my son Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Seth Rich, quite the story. And we're going to have more on this. There's more information coming. And we're sourcing this now and have been because, you know, we're one of the first ones out there with this. Scott Adams, the Scott Adams Show on Red State Talk Radio. Stellar work by Scott Adams to keep this alive and literally keep it out there on the radio. And I know that, you know, radio digitally is working. Just ask Ford Motor Company, Alexa. Alexa on, Alexa off. You know, the digital world is really, really changing radio, and we're really happy to be a part of this change in radio, ushering in a new era in communications. And, of course, when you do that, you get more reporters, more people that are trying to do the right thing, which is really what we're trying to do here on Agenda 21 Radio with the citizen journalists that we have who have contributed so much. Like this story about Seth Rich, quite frankly, some of it would never have happened with us, and I know with other people, had it not been for the citizen journalists saying, hey, have you looked into this? And pretty soon it's an eye-opener. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul at agenda21radio.news or paul at a21r.com. And like I say at this time of the show, every hour, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21. Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Allied, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.